This is Neilia MacDonald at the Hebkeltfest 2011. The light is fading on the first night on the main site, but still a lot of bands yet to play. And I'm delighted to be joined just now by a man who's just enthralled the audience in the big blue, and that is Seth Leekman. Hello, Seth, how are you?
I'm very good, yeah, enthralled the audience. Well, I hope I did, yeah. It's my third time here at Hebkelt, and I mean, it's a privilege to come back and play such a fantastic festival. But I have to say that was probably the best one for me.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one, yeah.
What was it about that one that seemed to stand out from the rest of them, do you think?
I think it's just a response by the audience, because... to be honest, we haven't played a show for a while. Well, for us, like a few weeks. And that's a while for us. And we were finding our feet a little bit, but the audience were right behind us.
Yeah.
which is great. We had a good one, though. It was good, yeah. And I just feel it's more about the atmosphere. It kind of gets behind you, yeah.
I was standing off the bat watching you, and some of your songs are quite, maybe, I don't know if fragile is the right word, but sort of low-key and stuff. Is that tough to do in a quite a big arena like the Big Blue, when you've got so many thousands of people, when a lot of the bands are kind of upbeat and up-tempo, when you really got to capture the audience and kind of get them along with you?
Yeah, I mean, we can get even quieter than and far more ballads. We only stuck two or three in. But, yeah, it's just, I guess it depends. We seem to have quite a few dynamics in what we do, and certainly the way I write. So it's a difficult thing. You have to cater it for the kind of show, and to do a show like that, I think, because we're playing acoustic instruments, and because there's a kind of a sensitivity to that, you have to kind of take it on a journey, so you have to come down at some point. I don't think you can do an hour and 10 minutes just full on, you know. If you watch any act, really, you think about dance acts as well, there's always moments of lull, for people to get their breath back, to kind of consider where they are, and just to kind of evaluate what they're doing, so in that point, I think it's important to go on a journey, to take it in the right way, you know, as best as possible.
And as you mentioned there, it's your third time at the festival. From your first time here till tonight, can you see any changes or differences in the festival? And also looking back upon where you were from your first performance to tonight, can you see any changes at all?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, for the festival, certainly it seems to be growing and seems to be getting younger, which is... it's very exciting. I mean, I've kind of seen that all round, though, in terms of, wow, someone stopped mowing the lawn. That's amazing. It's time to do that. I've seen that kind of across the board in acoustic folk music. There's no doubt that young people are very involved in and coming along to festivals. It seems to be an exciting time for that. And for me, I'm just kind of moving forward and writing songs, exploring different subjects. So... It's a way of it's therapy.
That's the good answer, the rock and roll answer.
Yeah, yeah, it's therapy. I couldn't do anything.
But
else.
I mean,
I'm unemployable. Sorry.
I think it was your fourth album was quite a lot rockier than maybe the stuff that you'd done before.
Yeah.
Was that like a conscious effort to maybe move away from what people expect, or is it just like an inquisitiveness to explore kind of different things?
Exactly that. You're just exploring sounds and just exploring other musicians to work with, and I think you've got to experiment with the music, because if you stay stagnant, I think you will just become complacent within yourself, within what you're doing, within your writing, and within, you know, the way you're putting out records. So I think it's important to just keep moving forward and keep experimenting. I've just finished making another record, and it's a very different record again. It's almost back to the way I was making them in the first sense, you know, in 2005. So it's just a constant, I guess it's evolving always, you know, but in different directions. So it's something I enjoy doing, and the whole process I enjoy doing, you know, writing, recording, and the live thing is kind of a bonus in terms of the whole world of music. Yeah, that's the icing on the cake.
It's a good really bonus is. To have, though. It's great, yeah, to have that at the end of it all, to kind of share your music with so many people.
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's a lovely thing. You know, it's an incredible thing to be able to do that and have people enjoy what you're doing, and, you know, you feel the energy from an audience, and I'm very lucky to be part of that.
And any long-term plans at all? Any looking into the future after tonight? Once we get through tonight, like tomorrow, the next week, the next month, what's on the horizon?
Well, I've got a record, hopefully it's going to come out in November. And yeah, so I'm quite excited about that, mixing that at the moment. A tour in December, but more importantly, I'm getting married in May. So.
Are you really? James, congratulations. I didn't realise that at all. Wow.
Yeah, so quite excited about all that. Yeah.
That'll be brilliant. And we may well see you back at Help Keltfest in the future at some point.
I hope so, yeah. I mean, if we get invited, yeah, we'd love to. Of course we would, yeah.
So, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Yeah, and good luck, yeah.